5 knots, shifting northeast late, and wind waves less than 2 feet. Northwest swell 3 to 5 feet at 13 seconds on Sunday. The north winds 5 to 10 knots, wind waves less than 2 feet, and a northwest swell of 4 to 6 feet at 12 seconds. Current temperatures in Monterey, it is 50 degrees, 48 degrees in Salinas, and 48 in Watsonville as well. We're at 51 here in Santa Cruz outside KSCO studios. The official time, 10:06 and 36 seconds on this Saturday, April 18th, 2009. And up next, we have the Saturday special. And your host is going to be Nikki James, me. I've got a special guest, so it's going to be spectacular. Stay tuned. It's KSCO Santa Cruz, and I'm Nikki James. This is a new thing here. How fun is this? Nikki James with her special guest. I've never done this before, so it's going to be exciting. I hope you guys will enjoy it. Good old Saturday special. And Nikki James, stay tuned. We're going to have a blast. We're going to cold call, too. We're just going to answer. Doesn't matter who you are. I'm not even going to ask. We're just going to put you on.
Good morning. Now stay right here on KSCO Radio.
All right, let's check this out. Oh, fanfare. Wait, maybe we should do this one too, actually. Let's do this one too. That's the one, actually, because my guest deserves this one. All right, let's not keep him waiting. Guest, you ready?
Introduce me. You're the host.
Oh, man, I just wanted you to speak, see if they'd recognize you.
Been a while, huh?
Yeah, it has, actually. It's been way too long. So here is my guest, my special guest. His name is Michael, and his last name is Zwirling, actually. Imagine that.
You know, I was racking my brain trying to figure out, you know, what the topic and guest should be for today, for my triumphant return to KSCO. And I figured it's too much pressure.
It is too much, especially after all that you've been through.
So I decided to shift it to you.
Oh, well, shifting it over, you know.
No, wait a minute. No, Siri, that's not a nice thing to say.
No, it's okay.
But... you know, you and Dave were doing a great show that I hope will come back.
Yeah, we had fun.
Yeah.
We had a great time.
So, you like being a host?
I do. I enjoy it. I really do. And I really enjoyed working with Dave. He and I have...
Isn't he fantastic?
He is. He's super fun. I mean, our personalities mesh.
Total upper guy.
I mean, yeah.
Just a total pleasure to work with. I mean,
yeah.
And everybody around here says that. In fact, I don't think we have a bad apple in the whole organization here.
Nope.
You know,
no.
And we had very few over the years, but we had, you know, one or two or three.
Yeah, well, maybe now we're
four,
solid.
Maybe four over 18 plus years. Anyhow, so why don't you just interview me, you know, so I'll be the guest for a change. I mean, you know, I'm
a little rusty, but I can give it a shot.
Okay, you just give it a swirl.
So you give it a swirl. Yeah. That was a good one. So you have been gone... for a while, actually. You and I haven't done a show in forever. You've had a couple guests, and so where have you been?
I have been ill.
You have been ill?
Yeah.
I've never been there.
Under the weather.
So what's the scoop? Are you
We should
healthy?
Probably do a little disclaimer at the beginning because...
Okay. Is it going to get graphic?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I want to share with the audience what I've been through, mm-hmm. the medical gauntlet that I've been through for the last several months. You know, it came on pretty strong around the last week in January.
Right.
And it just hasn't let up.
Before we say it, yeah. what it is, if anybody has a weak stomach or if anybody is bothered by certain terms that have to do with bodily situations,
yeah.
then go ahead and take a little break and
yeah.
then come back.
We don't mind you tuning out of KSCO as long as you come back.
The views expressed on this program and the... medical conditions are opinions of people and organizations
and so forth
and organisms and
are mine.
Uh-huh. Go for it. What's going on?
Okay, so what happened in January? You know, we should really rewind back to the summer of 2007.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I'm
57 years old, so I don't know. That means I was 55 back then. And I started noticing that I was, going to the bathroom to do, you know, to relieve myself, you know, a lot more often. And, you know, guys my age, you know, frequently get what they call prostate problems, you know, large prostate. And it turned out that that was not my problem and is not my problem. What was my problem was almost a two-year precursor to kidney stones. Now, over the years, I have heard of many people, all ages, all genders. There's only two genders, but all genders, who have had kidney stones. And people have said to me, there's nothing more painful, even childbirth. And having gone through the kidney stone thing, not the childbirth, I can't attest to that personally.
You haven't done that yet?
I haven't done childbirth yet.
Okay.
Yeah. One of the things I'd like to do, well, you know, before I retire from my presence on this planet, and I don't know if I'll be able to, I don't know if technology will someday make that possible, but my guess is that the way I'm constructed, if it is possible, it will be even more painful than it is for normal people who give birth. Okay. But anyhow, back to the kidney stone business. I did not have any kidney stone back in 2007, but I was, I was urinating a lot and it sort of burned. It sort of felt like it was sort of acid or something. I went into the doc, and I went into my wonderful doctor, Satish Chandra, who's the greatest. You've heard me say this before on the air. He's the only doctor I know of who has as much respect for your time as you're supposed to have for his. If your appointment's at 9 o'clock, it's at 9 o'clock, and he's ready for you, and that's that, which is great. I described this to him. He said, well, you should probably see a urologist, and he sent me to a... urologist, and the urologist sent me to have an x-ray, and they said, well, I don't know what's going on, but something's going on because you got a huge kidney stone in your right kidney. Okay, now this was in the summer of 2007, or maybe the end of it, or, you know.
And they only saw one?
Yeah, they saw one big stone, and it was a regular x-ray. There are much more involved x-rays called CT scans. You know, where they,
yeah.
much more detailed, much more involved. This was just a plain old x-ray, but this stone was so big. It was probably, you know, a half or two thirds of an inch. And he said, well, you definitely have a stone. There's no way of knowing whether it's been there for 20 years or whether it's been there 6 months or a year. All we can do is watch it. Are you having any symptoms? I said, well, no, except, you know, the burning, you know, and the frequency of urination. And he says, well, let's keep an eye on it. Let's take another x-ray in 6 months and see if it's grown. Well, he did that. It had grown. It had grown significantly by half again. And at the time, the urologist said, okay, you have a stone. It is too big to pass. And I recommend that you treat it. There are non-invasive, amazing ways. And actually, for quite a number of years, I'm sure people know about the procedure called lithotripsy, which is electronic shockwave treatment, where they focus shockwaves, you know, using a fluoroscope, a radiologist, a fluoroscope, and a urologist just sort of pointing at the stone and focusing on it and turning up the shockwave and just exploding it so that it pulverizes it and just sort of falls out, you know. And
but when they do that, doesn't it, the pieces hurt anything else, or?
Interesting question. You would think, but I guess it doesn't. I guess what could happen is that it doesn't break up into pea gravel. It breaks up into jagged pieces, so that as they pass, there's a good chance that, you know, when it goes through the tube from your kidney to your bladder, that it could scratch it and you know, make it bloody and this and that. And that's what it does. So apparently it is indeed very uncomfortable, I'm told. But at that point, I still had not had any pain at all from the kidney stone that I knew I had. And the doctor said, that stone ain't going nowhere. It's not going to pass, so you probably won't get pain. But what neither of us knew was that at the same time, there were a bunch of little stones growing in that same kidney and in the other one. And it wasn't until like 2008 that that I started getting symptoms, and they weren't painful symptoms. They were symptoms of my exercise is walking and hiking and going up steep hills and stuff, you know, just to get the blood sugars down and all that kind of stuff and try to stay healthy. And when the more that I did, the more I started noticing a discoloration of my urine from, you know, coffee color after a short hike to, you know, rosé color after a medium hike to, you know, burgundy color after a really, really long and exertive hike. And again, no pain, right? So, those are symptoms when you start noticing blood in the urine, even though there's no pain. So I went back to the doc, and he says, hey, you got some other stones. He ordered a CT scan this time. He says, you got more than that one stone that showed up in the original x-ray and the subsequent x-ray. You got more stones, and you really need to deal with it because you need to have this thing broken up because as it grows, it's what's probably causing the blood in the urine is the stone rubbing against the interior wall of the kidney, right?
Scratching it.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. We're getting too graphic? No. I mean,
hey,
why bother if we're not going to say what it is?
They'll turn it off.
Exactly. People don't like it, they can turn it off. And we'll get into other things later on during the Saturdays, if it's okay with you as the host.
Non-graphic things, yes.
If it's okay with you.
Oh, yeah, okay. Totally. So no problem.
I want to be a respectful, courteous guest.
As long as, you know what, I'm doing your show, so I want you to give me one of those really cool KSCO hats that you have on.
Oh, for sure.
I love them. I want one.
Yeah, and you know, we're gonna make them available. Yeah, to people through the website,
if they
want to call us and come on down and pick up a.
They're fitted, aren't they?
They're fitted. They
right
fit
on
fat heads like mine and
skinnier heads like Alice. She
was
has
that
a little
kind thing to say.
Oh no! She's beautiful and everything, but she's got a really small body. Everything.
Oh, okay.
I was just trying to make a comparison that some people have bigger heads. And
yeah, some people.
I'll tell you what,
particularly
Dave,
talk hosts who on this station who people call and compliment on the air.
Yeah, you know,
there's nothing that makes a head grow faster. Sometimes it grows so big that they can't even get out of the studio and they're stuck here.
Like Dave Michaels. Have you seen his head? He has a big noggin.
I didn't notice that.
And it's not because he's, you know, got a big head from being on the radio. He's got a big head.
No, he doesn't have a big head from being on the radio for
no,
sure.
No, not at all. He's
no,
not
what
like
a
that.
Sweet man.
He is a nice guy.
Yeah, but, you know, if we the more we compliment him, the more he is human.
His head might grow.
That's right. So we better be careful.
Okay.
Enough compliments about Dave today. Well, you can never make enough compliments about Dave. But anyhow, so there we were, and the doctor was recommending that since my stone is so big, it shouldn't be lithotripsied. It shouldn't be shockwaved. They should go right in. They should burrow. Okay, here's the graphic part. They should drill right into the kidney directly from my back. And then, you know, insert sort of like a laparoscopic surgery. Then insert a tube, and inside the tube, stick in another tube with it that's like sort of like a fiber optic TV camera, and then stick in another tube that's a probe, and stick in another tube that's a not a shockwave generator, but a laser generator.
That's a lot of tubes.
Yeah, a lot of tubes sticking into me through a bigger tube, and this was described to me, and I didn't like the sound of it. I didn't like the sound
of
it.
Who would?
Well, especially when they have these relatively non-invasive, you know, procedures, the lithotripsy, which, you know, it just these shock waves are sent through you and they're focused on the stone and explode the stone and boom, you're done. And he said he could have done the big stone that way, but he didn't recommend it because he said it's so big there would have been bigger fragments that might have caused much more pain and it might have taken weeks, you know, for it. And this way he was going to get it all done in one fell swoop. So I sort of thought about that for 6 or 8 months, and in the meantime the little stones grew and they started to pass and make my life miserable. That began in January, and you know, I think you know, that doing the Saturday special is my only joy in life.
Only?
Well, it's one of the few.
Okay.
And the only reason that I own the radio station, honest to God, the only reason I own the station is so that I can do the Saturday special and be on the radio and strut and have an ego trip now and then and have it so that no one can fire me. Because it kept happening. I kept getting fired for one reason or another. I kept getting thrown out of the radio station. Time and again,
by
whoever was in charge at the time, who didn't like what I said or did on the air.
Right. Now, you can't fire yourself. Well, you could.
I suppose I could.
Yeah. Could your mom fire you?
Probably.
Really?
Yeah. So where were we? So the stones started to pass in January, and the little tiny stones, and now I know. I knew what was happening right away because I had been doing a lot of research. I'd talked to a lot of people who had passed kidney stones. I haven't talked to anybody who's gone through as much hell as I've gone through, including several hospital visits for ureteroscopy, where they discovered a stone in my left kidney that had started to pass. And I was taking the pain meds for 5 or 6 days, and there was no relief. The pain meds worked, you know, but who wants to be on pain meds all the time? You know,
you
take these narcotics, it constipates you and has all kinds of side effects and everything. And finally, after 5 or 6 days, I said, hey, can you take another CT scan of this and see what's going on? He says, yeah, I know what's going on. This stone is bigger than we thought. It ain't going to pass. It's stuck. So I recommend that we go in from below, you know, from the hose below, stick in a tube from down there, and go up and see if we can grab it and pull it out and down and, you know.
You kidding?
No.
Did they put you out?
Yes.
Good.
Yeah, that was the second time in my life that I had been under general anesthesia, the first time being in 1992. When I had 13 inches of my colon snipped out because of diverticulitis.
Oh.
And then they glued the other pieces back together, and I've been fine.
Yeah.
And diverticulitis free, I was cured. I mean, that's an example of, you know, surgery that did cure me. It's wonderful. So this was the second time that I had been knocked out, and didn't know what. I woke up, and it was sore.
Yeah,
for sure. But I was told it didn't work. They couldn't. The stone was too big, he discovered that I have two tubes, two ureters in that particular side, going from the bladder up to the kidney, which is very unusual. As soon as he discovered that, he figured he didn't want to take the chances of sticking the thing up further and maybe puncturing the two.
How long were you?
Brilliant, wonderful doctor. I got the highest praise for the world-class urologist who's right here in Santa Cruz, Dr. Mark Rosen. He's the best.
Oh, cool.
Just pure class, prince of a guy, knows his business left to right, is kind, will take as much time explaining to you, doesn't get irritated if you ask him questions.
Right.
Like so many other doctors.
How long were you out?
In that procedure, I don't know, probably an hour and a half.
Hour and a half.
Something like that. And
When you woke up?
No.
Coming out of it?
No, I thought I would, but yeah. I didn't. It was no problem at all. Just suddenly, I was there. I was with the anesthesiologist, and the next minute, I was somewhere else. And I had not one, but two strings hanging out of my you-know-what, connected to a stent. Now, is that the first complaint that you're getting about what people are hearing? We've already warned them that it's going to be graphic and that they should tune out. Okay, Nikki is on the telephone on the business line here. So I woke up with two foreign bodies inside my body, and they were plastic tubes. They were flexible plastic tubes that were that had been implanted, that had been placed between my kidney, through the tube that connects the kidney with the bladder and into the bladder, so that the pain from the lodged kidney stone on the one side and any possible stones that were going to pass on the other side would couldn't possibly back up. It's the backing up of the liquid in the body. And when the tube is obstructed, that causes this horrible pain that people talk about. So he put in these stents, and these stents relieved the pain, but created a different kind of a sensation, a pressure, an urge to go all the time, even though there was, just awful.
So you were like an old man going every 2 seconds?
No, but feeling like I had to go not every 2 seconds, but constantly.
Wow.
And this went on for 2.5-3 weeks.
Ew.
I think during one of those, I think I did the program one of those, and just, you know, you were, I don't know.
I was.
You were alluding to, you know. But anyhow, we got those stents pulled out after a while, and then the two big procedures happen.
Okay.
One was a lithotripsy in the smaller stone, but big enough to totally obstruct my left ureter. And they knocked me out for that. And when I woke up, they said, good news, that stone's all gone. It's been pulverized. And we're going to leave the stent in there for another week or so.
Oh, joy.
just to make sure that all the fragments come through.
Yeah.
Okay. And the other one, we're gonna attack the big one, the one that had grown to about an inch.
No way, an inch.
Whole inch. It's a huge stone.
That is disgusting.
Yeah, in the other kidney. He says, now we'll go after that in a week.
Oh my word! So you still have that?
No.
Come
last Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
I went in again for yet another surgery. They knocked me out. And the good news is they drilled in. This is physically, they drilled a hole in my side, and they stuck this tube in, and they got this small, almost golf ball-sized stone. They just exploded it, and they vacuumed it out, and they said, and Dr. Rosen said, you are stone-free, MZ.
So I feel great. You were stoned before, and now you're
stoned. I was
stoned,
and now I'm de-stoned.
That's excellent.
Okay, so anyhow,
479-1080.
Yeah, if people want to call.
If you want to commiserate,
if there's anybody listening, there probably isn't. But I want to offer the greatest praise for Dominican Hospital. We have world class doctors and world class facilities here, which in some ways is unexpected, because recently I have a friend, and I've been reading in the newspapers about how for some reason Santa Cruz is designated by health insurance companies as rural. And when something is rural, things are not as expensive except in this place, which isn't rural. Things are very, very expensive. It's about the most expensive real estate. It's the most highest rents and everything. I don't know how they've gotten away with saying that Santa Cruz is less expensive than San Jose or San Francisco or Palo Alto.
Not true.
And as a result, it's my understanding that medical doctors get paid 2 to 3 to 4 times what they get paid over here by the managed care company, by the insurance companies. And for that reason, you would think that we wouldn't have many good doctors around, because why would they want to practice here? They could live here and go over the hill in San Jose and make 3 or 4 times as much money. Farr isn't my favorite legislator. But I remember reading something the last few days that I was happy to read. He's working on a bill or some sort of a thing that would properly categorize Santa Cruz County as far as, you know, cost of living and cost of medical real cost of medical reimbursement, so that the good docs we'll have even more good docs than we have right now. And I told you we've got some amazingly good ones for what they have to settle for in payments from the insurance companies.
All right. We got a caller. You want a cold answer, right?
Sure. We'll take a chance.
Let's take it.
At least once. Hey, you're on the air on KSCO. It's MZ. Who's this?
This is Joe from Salinas.
Hey, how you doing, Joe?
First of all, you can write a book, How I Got Unstoned. Michael's whirling story.
Yeah, I don't think it's that interesting. But there was nothing else to be interviewed about, right? Nikki, are you going to...
No, you can make it like a comedy book. And then I have a question. Now that you are no longer stoned, do you feel more conservative?
Oh, why is it that... that question doesn't surprise me. Coming from you, Joe. Do I feel more conservative? You're a guy who thinks that I'm not as conservative as I should be, right?
Absolutely.
Uh huh. Because you think I'm too polite and give and encourage participation from people from the left on the radio, and that turns your stomach.
Well, you grew up in Santa Cruz, okay? So that's different. I grew up in the San Joaquin Valley. I live in East Salinas, so we've got all kinds of crime problems. So I'm more conservative than what I was. And, I mean, it's just the life as it is requires that we adjust. So I understand where you're coming from. Plus, you went to Berkeley and, what, Santa Cruz. I went to Cal Poly.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can understand, you know, we can't just completely change our minds.
Well, but you see, you're really wrong if you think one of our talk hosts, Dave Corsi, on the air, characterized me as a closet liberal the other day. I didn't know quite what to think about that. Would you agree with that?
I think your background, I think that's your inclination. You want to be open to everyone, and that's a good quality.
Yeah, it's a true liberal.
Yeah,
it's liberal in the traditional sense.
Right.
Back when I was growing up, it was the conservatives who didn't want to let you talk and who were intolerant. Now it's just the opposite.
That's right. So I understand where you're coming from. And I hope you understand that, you know, here in East Salinas, we don't have a lot of wiggle room. And that's why I'm so adamant about what I say. And plus, when we see, I know you agree with what President Obama is doing, we certainly cannot allow what he's trying to push to go through. I mean, it's going to destroy us all.
Yeah. I'm not happy. I'm certainly not happy with the direction. There's a few things that he's done. I don't mind the warming of relations with Cuba. I don't mind that at all. I think it should have been done a long time ago. So I'm supportive of that. I'm pleased to see that he was not Jimmy Carter-ish with respect to the pirate situation last week, that he supported that and had full knowledge of it, apparently.
I mean, that's very minimal. I mean,
I agree. I agree. And yes, I don't want to be gloom and doom, but and I am not happy. I personally am not happy with the direction that the country is going. I believe a lot of liberal people who voted a lot, maybe not a majority, but certainly an increasing number of people who voted for Obama are not happy. The gentleman who hosted this program for me, who guest hosted last week, Glenn Fisher, he made the point that he voted for Obama and that he was quite disappointed because Obama is really in many ways the same as Bush. He's having the same kind of cabinet people, and where's the change that he talked about? But I see plenty of change. I see plenty of change about. I feel a lot less safe. I believe that there's a very, very strong chance, probably 90% plus, that within the next year and probably within the remainder of this calendar year, which is almost a third over now, I hate to say this, but I believe we're going to have a major terrorist attack. We had a minor terrorist attack week before last here in Santa Cruz, and I don't hear anybody talking about that. And I'm talking about the communications meltdown with no redundancy and no backup. I guess it's because we're backwater Santa Cruz County that nobody really cares about. I don't know. I sure had this real scary, powerless, sinking feeling for quite a number of hours to not be able to communicate, with internet or with cell phone or with landline. What a horrible feeling. I've never had that feeling before. What a way to bring a country to its knees, you know? So, but because of this attitude on the part of our president of being an appeaser and an apologist, what a message that's sending to our enemies in the world. And if you can't see that, if the people who are Obama supporters can't see that, they're just plain idiots. If they can't see that, they are idiots.
They are spoiled.
And they're idiots.
They're spoiled, and they are not in reality because everything is given to them. And then they look at us and they think
they're useful idiots. Who said that? Who said useful? Who used that term? Was it Stalin? Someone said someone coined the term useful idiots. What a great term.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if it's the majority or not. I've heard, obviously people were disgusted with Bush and the direction of the country. And I think if there was a presidential election held today, I think it would go the other way. I don't know if it would so much be McCain, but I think a lot of the congressmen and senators would be thrown out just because they're incumbents.
Well, no,
I think as disgusted as people were with the direction the country was going, before the November 08 election, I think it's way worse right now.
This is why we have to have closed primaries, because we ended up with somebody like McCain. And I know that they say we're supposed to reach out. Republicans need to reach out. But unless we are in control of our own destiny and selecting our own candidates, we are not going to get the difference. We're not going to offer a clear choice to people. People need clear choices.
Yeah. Okay. Well, be nice to have some. Anyhow, Joe, thanks very much for the call. Nikki, you're the host. You should be cutting people off. You should be keeping it moving and sending it to me and taking the call.
All righty, Joe. Thanks for calling. And we are going to we're cold answering. So if you call 479-1080, which you should, I'm actually not going to answer. I'm just going to put you directly on hold, and then I'm going to just throw you on the air just like this. And there you are. Hey.
Hey, who's this?
This is Jeannie from Aptos.
Oh, hi, Jeannie. Say hi to Nikki, too.
Hi, Nikki. This is interesting. I've always been interested in nutrition and have followed it for 40 years. And about 10 years ago, my husband came down with kidney stones. We went to the emergency hospital, and, of course, they had a life or death situation there from an accident. So he was on the floor in agony for an hour at the Dominican ER.
On the floor? Not in a bed?
That Well, they couldn't take him in.
Oh.
And the pain was so excruciating, as you know.
Sure, I do know.
So what happened? They wanted to do that lithotripsy. Tripsy. And I thought about it because I had read articles that it might hurt the other organs near that area.
Yeah.
And so I went into a natural health food book, and it said to take magnesium and B6. And I started that right away, and they were gone within a week and a half. Now, it might
have
not...
This is not you. This is your husband, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And
so they dissolved without lithotripsy, is what you're saying, or they passed.
That's right. And really following the natural way here in Santa Cruz, I had discussed this with doctors, and they just poo-pooed it. But I came across one from a clinic. They just opened Generations. Anyway, I explained that to him. He said, oh, that's interesting, because it chelated. It took apart the kidney stones, the magnesium and the B6. And so I'm telling you, Michael, that you might want to consider taking a magnesium citrate. It actually absorbs better into the body. And
magnesium citrate is a laxative, Jeannie. It makes you go.
Well, these are capsules. This didn't happen to our family. And also B6. And whenever you take any separate B vitamins, you want to take the complex B vitamins with it.
Right.
So that would be preventive for you. It would be excellent.
No, absolutely. And I've done quite a bit of studying. I've had a number of talks with my good friend Dr. Wallach. In fact, as recently as last evening, he and I were speaking, and he was raking me over the coals, and rightfully so. He says, Michael, how long have you been working with me? There's no excuse for you to have gotten to this position.
Yeah.
The only reason you're there is because you have not been practicing what I and you, me, have been preaching, which is true. I've been really remiss in taking all the 90 essential nutrients, and I believe that he's absolutely right. I also don't watch my diet. I eat things that are bad for me. I've had these 24-hour urine special tests that where they give you a graph that show your relative probabilities for developing certain kinds of kidney stones, and there are quite a number of them. And it shows that I've got a lot of sodium, and I do eat a lot of salt. I like flavor in my food.
Yeah, you need iodine in your salt when you do have salt.
Yeah, and so guess what I had for breakfast today on the way in?
Soft poached egg?
Nope. That would have been a good thing.
Yeah.
I had a bunch of spears of steamed broccoli. Guess what I had on those spears of steamed broccoli? I was driving and I was sort of hurrying because I didn't want to be late for the program. And on the seat beside me was this little tray of spears of recently, as in, 15 minutes earlier, steamed broccoli. And my hands were clean, and I was reaching them as I was driving, and I was eating these spears of broccoli with nothing on them. No lemon juice, no mayonnaise. And guess what? It had a great natural taste.
You're getting used to it then without the sauce.
Yeah, and guess what? I think that I'm told that there's some sort of a chemical or component asparagus, right?
Broccoli.
I didn't mean broccoli. I meant asparagus. God, what's wrong with me?
My
brain
really?
Has been affected. Not broccoli. Asparagus. Asparagus spears, not broccoli spears.
Right.
So I must have had 20 steamed broccoli spears on the way in.
Your body.
I said it again.
Yeah.
I said it again.
You had too many.
In fact, I just did a great recipe.
Will you just correct me?
Okay.
Obviously, there's something happened to my brain with
drugs, anesthesia, painkillers.
God dang! Asparagus, not broccoli.
Yeah. In fact, we just did a great recipe. You know, New Leaf has a great store on the west side of Santa Cruz. They have a culinary workshop now.
Yeah.
And I'm learning on the greens and the grains. And we just did a wonderful recipe on roasted asparagus spears.
Yeah.
But there was a sauce on it, but it was excellent because it was diced onions, with you put beer in there also, and it was excellent over the asparagus spears, which we roasted. We put in the oven only for about 7 minutes.
Right.
But I wanted to mention about Sam Farr, because he always says he's going to bring the money into Santa Cruz County and so forth. He just co-sponsored a bill, and it's H.R. 875. It's called the Food Safety Modernization Act of 2009. And one of the co-sponsors, but it's extremely dangerous for small farms and organic food growers, because this bill will bring these small farms directly under the federal government. And so I know your other Michael Olson, he talked about it on the Food Chain Radio, mm-hmm. one show.
Mm-hmm.
So Sam Farr is, he pretends to help, and he's really behind the corner taking away our liberties. And also in the future, they do plan to ration our food. So there again, I wanted to mention, not Sam Farr, get yeah. away with it.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm happy you brought that up. And
yeah.
I'm also happy you brought up New Leaf. New Leaf is not a sponsor of this station. I wish it was, but
yeah.
it doesn't matter. I am going to say that I think New Leaf is a first-rate organization, and I highly recommend people go to New Leaf, not Whole Foods.
Okay,
right.
Well,
their new
and the
store
reason,
is the wonderful, so people should go to their new store on the west side of Santa Cruz. I'm glad you're well, Michael.
Yeah, thank you. What is it, Nikki?
Oh, we can talk in a minute. We'll okay. say goodbye.
Yeah, it's on Fair Avenue.
Yeah.
In west side of Santa Cruz.
Yeah. Okay, now what? So did I touch a nerve?
Oh, yeah, you totally did.
What?
But let's say goodbye to, I forgot, who's calling? I don't know.
Jeannie. It was Jeannie.
Jeannie, okay. Yeah. Jeannie, thank you. Thanks for calling us. Appreciate it. 479-1080.
Hello.
Yeah.
We're having a conversation.
She can't hear me, I forgot.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You can't hear.
Tell Jeannie goodbye.
Goodbye, Jeannie. Thanks for calling, Jeannie. Take care. Okay, so what is it? So what's the nerve that I touched?
Hold on. You know, we need some more time to talk about this, but we got a caller. Let's just throw him on the air real quick. You call 479-1080 KSU. You're on the air.
But they can't hear you when they're on the air. You're on the air. You could say you're on the air and then hit it.
Then hit it. Okay.
Go ahead. You're on, whoever it is. Now they hung
up. Oh, they're mad.
They hung up.
Great.
Okay, well.
Okay,
so,
the nerve you hit was the Whole Foods.
Okay, tell me why.
Okay.
And then I'll tell you why.
Okay. And, well, I kind of already know why for you.
Why?
But.
Tell me why you think. Tell me why you think.
Just for the normal reason. A lot of people are upset about Whole Foods because they're a big corporation and the whole local support, you know, they're kind of taken over or whatever, and I know that
it's true, and the selfish reason is that Whole Foods has absolutely refused to advertise on KSCO.
Well, that's
absolutely.
Wait
a second, and obviously, and I'm human, and I'm admitting this, I'm copping to this right away. There's no question about it. If they were, I would hold my tongue, but I still believe, I've always believed, and I've been going to Whole Foods for years. I think they have food that is
very healthy, very healthful,
very pretty, very organic, and horrendously, ridiculously, outrageously expensive. And I think people who go to Whole Foods are pretty stupid.
Okay, well,
that's what I think.
I don't agree with you.
Okay, because not when they have an alternative, like Staff of Life.
Mm-hmm.
Or like New Leaf. If they didn't have those alternatives, sure, what else are you going to do if you want to eat healthy? I'm not saying the food is bad. I'm just saying it's ridiculously expensive. And it has to be because it has to support all these, you know, different people in the big corporations.
Well, I agree with you that it's probably there are certain things that are more expensive than they should be. Okay? But
And the food isn't that great. You know, every time I've gone to the deli, you know, at Whole Foods, and I've been to it in Monterey and in Berkeley, you know, a lot. And there are some foods that are pretty good. You can only get at Whole Foods, and where I would make a special trip there.
Yeah.
But most of the salads that you see that just make your mouth water. I mean, they're just so delicious and colorful looking and fresh looking.
Yeah.
You buy it, you spend a fortune, you know. And you eat it, and it doesn't taste anywhere near as nice as it looked. That's just me talking. It's just giving my opinion. I'm not telling other people what to do.
Right.
I'm not doing that at all. I'm just telling you how I feel. Okay?
Okay. That's cool.
When you have an alternative, if you didn't have an alternative, people who have the alternative of supporting local businesses.
See, Michael,
and no one will convince me that there is anything that Whole Foods has anything better than New Leaf or Staff Alive.
Okay, but Michael, you got to understand that. Okay, and I'm speaking because my girlfriend actually works there. So giving people local jobs is what Whole Foods has done as well. Like, you know what I mean? Giving local people jobs.
Okay,
well, 160 people work there.
I'm happy to hear that.
And they're treated better than I have ever heard. They're one of the top companies in the nation as far as how they treat their employees.
Okay, well, that's good.
And I've seen it firsthand. And the second thing is they are very local. They primarily look for every single product that they can find locally. They put in their store if it meets their criteria. And their criteria is, in fact, pretty high because they don't do any artificial flavoring. They don't do any, like, there's a big list of things. You're not going to find Coca-Cola there. You're not going to find anything with, like, you know, that kind of stuff. So
nor will you at the local place.
Exactly.
Places. So
and
why
I,
wouldn't you? I can understand your personal reason. Because of that personal connection.
There is local stuff there, though. That's the thing, is they're supporting local businesses. You go there, and you will find Surf City Coffee. You will find, I mean, they sought out as much local things as they could possibly find here. And things that they could not find that is locally produced, they have to go out and find it somewhere else, obviously. Mm-hmm. So it is local. And that's a misconception that a lot of people have.
I don't believe that it's local. That the money,
it's not,
the money goes out.
It's not 100% local,
that,
but it is local.
And the money that from New Leaf and the money from Staff Alive, excellent natural foods and organic.
Oh yeah, no, I love Staff Alive. I love
100%
it. 100%
of it stays
awesome.
Here in the county, and instead of 70 or 80% of it going out of the county.
Let's see what caller number one has to say.
Yeah. Hello, you're on the air on KSCO. You're going to need to call us back from a better cell place. I'm sorry. I really want to hear what you have to say, but we can't understand.
Here's caller number two.
Caller number two, you're on the air on KSCO with Nikki and MZ.
Hello?
Hi, you're on. Who's
hey,
this?
I dispute that Whole Foods hired 160 people. I believe that number is way wrong.
Oh, yeah? And where is your
Wait
source?
A minute. Wait a minute. I'll put him on hold here. No, he hung up.
Did he hang up?
No, maybe he didn't hang up.
I don't think he hung up.
Go ahead. He's on hold so he can hear you.
Okay, so where's your source on that?
Okay,
I got to
put him back on hold. Yeah, he did hang up. Listen,
because he was scared.
We don't like people who throw the rock and hide the
Absolutely
hand. If you're
going to
call, and engage in a discussion, don't just drop
Have
a bomb
guts.
and then be a coward and run away.
Have some guts here.
Yeah, really. 479-1080 is the
phone. And just to let you know, caller who hung up and didn't want to continue the conversation, it is 160. In fact, it might be a little bit more, and I can't remember the exact number, but I know it's around 160
And
people.
I believe 155 of them are from out of the area, from San Jose and so forth, who would love to come to Santa Cruz and have a nice, fairly decent paying job. And not have to worry too much about the commute because they're going against the traffic. That's what I believe.
Okay.
Do you dispute that?
Some of them, I'm sure, are from over the hill.
Most of them.
How do you know?
I that's what I've heard. That's what I heard.
I can research because I've got the inside scoop.
It would be very interesting because if I'm saying something that can be proven to be wrong because I haven't researched it myself. I've heard it.
I'll research it.
A lot of people who were hired by Whole Foods were hired from out of the area.
I think some of the head people were. I know that the head of the bakery team is from San Jose. I know that for sure. And I'm not sure otherwise, though, but I will research that. But what was their reason for not advertising with us?
I don't know. I guess we just didn't meet their their national advertising agency that doesn't know this station, that doesn't know that this station represents the community like no other station. What other station suspends all programming when there's an earthquake or a power outage or a storm or a fire or a communications meltdown like happened week before last? What other station suspends all its programming and devotes itself 100% to serving the community and letting to the best of our ability, with your help, with the help of our audience, to clue the community into to vital emergency information? There isn't a radio station in our whole listening area, and there must be 50 radio stations, AM and FM combined, that you can hear. And there isn't anything that even comes close to KSCO when it comes to serving the community. But according to the decision maker, the decision makers of all big companies, it's all decentralized. It's not part of the community, and that's what I think is bad. But it's okay. I mean, it's a free country. I'm just saying, there are people that probably want to shop at Whole Foods over a local company like New Leaf or Staff Alive.
Not necessarily.
And I'm saying go for it.
I'm just
telling you what I feel, and I will avoid it.
Well, I'll tell you what I feel about it is I think it's a neat addition, because I shop at Staff or Whole Foods, and I shop at New Leaf, and I shop at Shopper's Corner, which is just right on the corner. I mean, and Trader Joe's. So it's like in addition.
And just so people don't understand, don't get me wrong. I am. Please don't believe for a second that I think that Whole Foods should have been prevented from coming. Like what they tried to do to Borders.
Yeah.
It's a free country, and big companies should be allowed to. How dare the local community, say that a national bookstore chain should not be allowed because to come into the area because it'll hurt the local. That's ridiculous. I mean, the local people, the local businesses, it's incumbent upon them to serve their customer base effectively, or they don't deserve to survive, whether or not they have competition from the big companies or not. And I don't believe for a second that the big companies automatically have a leg up because they have enormous buying power over little local companies. I just don't believe that, because they have enormous expenses also. I don't want people to misunderstand what I'm saying. I'm happy that Whole Foods. I'm happy it's here. Am I happy it's here? Not particularly happy it's here. I guess I am. I guess it's okay to have choice. But as long as I have a choice to support a local business that can provide the same quality of product as a national chain, I'm going to always opt for the local business. Okay, that's all. That's the message here.
And I'll research some more things about Whole Foods so that we're more informed, because I did find some things out that I thought were really cool. They do a lot of charity work, and they are extremely green. They recycle absolutely everything, and so there's just a lot of cool things about it. So I'll do more research, and we'll come back to that topic.
Okay, fair enough. We're not done with the. There's a few more things that I want to say
about your health.
About my health, yeah. And I don't want to beat a dead horse, but this is sort of a tease for the beginning of next hour after Kay's commentary.
Yes.
I want to share with the audience a near tragedy, and I'm not being overly dramatic, because there was something that happened to me last Tuesday night in the hospital that could have resulted in a very serious tragedy. Okay? Thank God it didn't, but I'm going to share with you that story into next hour. So I guess we got 10:59, and if you want to call, give us a call at 479-1080. One of the rare instances where you're not going to be screened, and we'll just put you on the air here. So
cold answers.
Yeah. So, all right. So what else is on tap for next hour?
Whatever.
I want to talk about the caller frequencies. Some people are melting down. Our regular callers are really upset.
Why?
Well, because they don't think it's fair for them to be limited to one call to the radio station per week. They think that's unreasonable.
But on the weekend, they can call as much as they want, right?
No.
No.
Who said that? Is that?
I don't know. I didn't know.
Maybe there's no one enforcing the one call rule.
Well, anyhow, I don't work during the week, so
we're supposed to
tell us.
Go. Yeah, KSCO Santa Cruz.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen Riegel. President Obama's out of town. He's attending the Summit of the Americas, traveling with the president. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson.
As photographers got into a near fist fight, President Obama said the encounters so far have been good.
I'm very grateful for the opportunity to meet with my colleagues from the South. I anticipate a productive meeting.
The first session also started with another entree from Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez, who came over to President Obama, shook his hand again and gave him a book. Aides say it's a well-known book in the region with a title that explains it all, The Open Veins of Latin America, Five Centuries of the Pillage of a Continent. With the president in Port of Spain, Rich Johnson, Fox News Radio.
President Obama used his weekly address to talk about cutting spending. The president says it has to be done.
We simply can't afford to perpetuate a system in Washington where politicians and bureaucrats make decisions behind closed doors with little accountability for the consequences, where billions are squandered on programs that have outlived their usefulness.
The Republicans agree, at least with the cut spending sentiment.
When will all this spending and borrowing end? Hardworking American families and small businesses are asking that same question. In fact, thousands of Americans turned out on tax filing day to say they've had enough of the high taxes and borrowing to bankroll Washington's spending spree.
Republican from California, Kevin McCarthy, speaking for the GOP this week. The Republicans are launching a website, Washington Watch. It's designed to help taxpayers keep an eye on where those taxpayer dollars are going in D.C. Cops say they have found five bodies in a home in Middleton, Maryland. A family member apparently walked into that home and discovered the horrible scene. Police are trying to figure out just what happened. The investigation ongoing at this point. No word on what caused the deaths. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
This is Fox News Talk.
Fox and Friends Encore.
Encore. Bob Barker, come on down, man.
Come on down.
He's here live.
His new book is Priceless Memories. That's the title, and here's the guide. Bob Barker, welcome.
Yeah. Great to meet you in person.
I was on television probably before any one of you three was born.
Possibly except Steve. He's really old.
But he's remarkably well preserved.
Oh, thank you very much. I made a deal.
Overall, what I have most respect about you is every show look like your first.
I try. Over all those years, to have every show look like opening day. I wanted to try to give each show its own personality.
That's how I felt as a viewer.
I think it helped in the longevity of the show.
Absolutely. Yeah, oh, come on. And all those ladies who just wanted to get a kiss from you as well when they came up on stage, that was one of the most memorable things. But
they liked the cars more.
Yeah, and the $100 bills that came out of your pocket.
That's right.
Don't miss Fox and Friends weekday mornings on the Fox News Channel.
This is Fox News Talk.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says she is deeply disappointed in Iran for imprisoning an American journalist. Roxana Saberi has been sent to an Iranian prison for 8 years after being convicted of spying for the United States. Her Iranian-born father spoke with NPR's Weekend Edition.
She is quite depressed about this matter, and she wants to go on hunger strike. And if she does, she's so frail, it can be very dangerous to her health.
Reza Saberi went to Iran for the trial, but he was not allowed in the courtroom. He says his daughter's lawyer was not allowed to speak in court. Somali pirates not lying low. After their run-in with the U.S. Navy last week, Dutch commando forces rescued nearly two dozen hostages and captured several pirates near the Gulf of Aden.
We have identified seven suspects of piracy. We have freed 20 Yemen hostages that were being held on board. Pilots have been identified, weapons have been seized, and now they will be free as NATO does not have a detain policy.
NATO spokesman Lieutenant Commander Alexander Fernandez. You think you're a ball fan?
History was made this week when the new Yankee Stadium opened its doors for opening day. Whether or not you like the Yanks as a baseball team, it was special. They are a part of American history. But few knew that Harry Heller was making his own.
I never believed anything could be so large.
Harry was at opening day, and he was at the very first opening day at the old stadium back in 1923. He is 99 years old.
Anything is magnificent like this can be made by hand.
Heller didn't buy a ticket on his own. A friend of his gave up his own ticket so Harry could be there. Ken Duffy, Fox News Radio.
An 80-mile stretch of Interstate 70 in Colorado opened again. It was closed after 3 feet of snow fell. Karen Riegel, Fox News Radio.
Good morning, everyone. You are tuned into KSEO 1080. I'm Nikki James, and I've got your weather forecast for the weekend. Today we got a little bit of clouds and fog this morning. It should be clearing up a little bit, though, and we're going to have a high of 74. The north-northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight mostly clear with a low of 52. Light and variable winds. On Sunday we're going to have mostly sunny skies with a high of 82. Going to be near record high temperatures tomorrow. Excellent. And the north winds will be 5 to 10 miles per hour. Your Monterey Bay boaters forecast the north winds 5 to 10 knots, becoming west in the afternoon. The wind waves less than 2 feet and a northwest swell 3 to 5 feet at 14 seconds with patchy fog. Tonight, the west winds 5 knots, shifting northeast late, and the wind waves will be less than 2 feet, with a northwest swell 3 to 5 feet at 13 seconds. And on Sunday, we're going to have the north winds 5 to 10 knots, wind waves less than 2 feet, and a northwest swell 4 to 6 feet at 12 seconds. Let's see current temperatures here. It is 59 degrees in Monterey, and 55 in Salinas, 55 in Watsonville, and 54 here in Santa Cruz outside KSEO Studios. The official time is 11:07 and 2 seconds on this Saturday, April 18th, 2009. Up next, we got the Saturday special with Nikki and her guest, MZ, so stay tuned. This is KSEO Santa Cruz, and I'm Nikki James.
You're speaking of yourself in the third person.
I know, isn't that fun?
Yeah.
I'm enjoying that a lot. All right, let's just, sorry, I had a call. Hold on. All right, we're gonna get going.
You know, maybe I should just take the calls, since you're the host.
Oh, hello.
Oh, that'd be
darling.
Fun.
I hate to hang up on you, but I'm sorry, baby, but I have to go. It's time for that wonderful record show. I'd love to visit, but you'll have to call back. KSEO has the inside track.
Okay, hour number two of the Saturday special with Nikki James and her recently laid up guest, MZ.
But I really gotta go to KSEO Radio. Bye.
Is that anything like a layup shot in basketball?
A layup? Oh, yeah. I love basketball.
Yeah.
Basketball's fun. Did you play basketball?
No, I'm too stubby.
You're too stubby.
I'm too uncoordinated.
Oh,
I was always the last guy they chose for the team.
Unbelievable. Whatever.
Why do you think I turned
You're
out
tall,
like
though.
I did? Why do you think I turned out like I did?
You know, turned out
all emotionally screwed up and everything.
So. Right. All right, we're going to get back to our emotional screwed upness and we're going to go to Kay's commentary, and I just wanted to publicly say happy birthday to her. I heard she turned 62. That's how she looks.
Add another, 26 years to that.
Well, she looks 62.
That's about right.
Yeah,
that's about right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, happy birthday, and here is her latest commentary.
The following is a KSEO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
Let's call this random thoughts. Just like all of us flawed humans, so is our new leader, President Obama, who surely means well. He created damage for our country recently in a speech during the G20 meeting in Europe. Despite his compelling charm, those other participating countries all opted out of helping us in Afghanistan. Typically, these lazy, cowardly countries love to disapprove of the U.S., but decline to help when needed. Our leader announced to the world that the U.S. will not use terror in war. His version of terror is waterboarding, which does not kill but gets important information for the safety of our soldiers and our country. Why was it necessary to make that announcement? By that righteous remark, he told scoundrel nations like Iran and North Korea, who wish us great harm, to not worry that our soldiers would not stoop to torture. If their soldiers got in the way of our bombs, well, bombs themselves are torture. He would have been wiser to say to those considering doing us harm, watch out. If you attack us, we will annihilate your soldiers and your country, because that's what war is all about. And it's not about trying to play nice with enemies. It was also inappropriate and untrue for the president to call his own country arrogant. Hoping to pander to his listeners, he diminished himself with that remark. Another random thought. So it's a strange configuration of events whereby the unthinkable is really happening. The Democratic Congress is in charge, and the Republicans are totally redundant and not even consulted, in fact, sometimes excluded. The Pelosi crowd is so intoxicated with their new power that they're not thinking clearly, and they are approving unnecessary billions without careful consideration. Now we have all sorts of bailout billions and stimulant billions approved, and banks in the U.S. are being forced to take government loans like $25 billion with a B to Wachovia, who does not want or need that money, but is forced to take it so our government can call the shots in management of private companies which do not want to be beholden to our leaders. Another random thought. Many of us who love our country as a democracy are devastated to see how rapidly our new government is taking us to socialism. And final random thought. 1 year ago, very few of us heard of the organization called ACORN, originating in Chicago and well known to Obama since he was a neighborhood Chicago organizer. Late last summer, ACORN, which claims to help the poor, was active in gathering and paying poor street people in Chicago and other cities to vote where early voting was encouraged. And many people voted many times and got paid each time. As a Chicago attorney, Obama represented ACORN, no doubt several times. Now we learn that ACORN will receive a large sum of the stimulus money to continue their compassionate work for the poor or whatever else they do. For KSCO, this is Kay Swirling.
Alrighty. Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So I think we should take this, we should do our cold answer thing, take this caller and
okay, we don't want people to forget the tease about the near tragedy.
Oh, no.
At the hospital.
Oh, no, no,
should
no.
Should we do that? Well, oh, you want to take
let's,
this call?
Yeah,
you're,
let's
you're,
do
you're
the
to
callers.
Boss. You're
we're
going to
do this caller right. And then we'll do our tease.
Hello?
Okay. Hello.
Yeah, you're on. Hello.
Hi, Michael.
Hi.
Pam.
Hi, Pam. How are you?
I'm doing okay, but I have suffered with the same problem you've had for the last 7 years.
Oh, my.
Kidney stones, bladder infections due to it, and...
Yeah, I didn't even talk about that. Right in the middle of all that, I had to be in the hospital with sepsis for 3.5 days on drip antibiotics. It was awful.
Oh, you let it go that far, huh?
Well, yeah, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
You know, I started getting a little fever, and it got worse and worse. And when it got to 103, it was recommended that I go to the emergency room. They ran a test of my blood. They said, what was it? My white count was up to 18,000 or something like that, and They said, you ain't going home. You're staying here.
Well, that was smart of them to do that.
3.5 days, yeah. No, nothing but the best things to say about Dominican, except one very, 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 very bad apple that they have at Dominican. I'm going to tell that story in just a little bit.
Okay. Well, I sympathize with you, sir, and I understand the pain you went through.
Oh, okay. So wait a minute. Did you have the same nephrolithotomy?
No, I didn't. I went in.
Did you have
six different times to have stents put in.
Uh huh.
I've got a kink in my ureter.
Uh huh. Oh.
And so it wasn't letting the fluids flow through.
Yeah.
And I even went to UCSF and they tried to robotically take the kink out, but it didn't work.
Wow.
I only have 20% function of that kidney, and and I have a meeting with my urologist on Tuesday, and I'm going to talk about just having the dang thing taken out.
Is there such thing as artificial ureters? I haven't even asked that question.
No.
Boy, there should be.
Well, I don't know. I don't think the...
Yeah, I haven't heard of it, but why not? Other amazing things.
I would think the acids in the urine would eat right through anything artificial.
Yeah, maybe, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I sympathize with you, and I hope your diet changes.
Did yours?
Well, I've got an infection right now. That's why I'm going to my doctor and say get rid of it.
Oh, gosh.
It's like every 8 months.
Pam, I get an infection,
and I'm tired of it, and it's way painful. So.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah, me too, but just get rid of the puppy. And my 83-year-old mother tried to say, well, you can have one of my kidneys. I'm like,
oh, talking about the whole kidney?
Yeah, I'm going to have my right kidney just completely removed.
Oh, my.
I just can't take these infections. They're just too painful.
Well, that should take care of the problem, for sure.
My other kidney works fine. So.
Great. Okay, well, you know what to do. Thanks for calling.
Best of luck.
Take care. Thanks.
Bye.
Well, good luck to her.
Yeah.
Yikes. All right, we got one more cold answer, and then we'll see what else we got.
Good morning. This is right-wing extremist Margaret.
Hey, Margaret.
Hi. Hey, three things I was going to talk to you about today, and I'm glad you're doing better. You sound fantastic.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you sound as normal as ever.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Number one is about the money, the bailouts. Number two would be about the sniper murder of those 16-year-old pirates.
Okay.
And then the third one is about Rosemary has banned me from the noon show at KSCO because I called in on a Monday, and then I called in on a Friday, and she said she had this long diatribe about how you can't call in twice in 1 week. So I said, fine. And then the next week, I had called in on a Monday, and then she said, okay, you can't call in anymore this week. And I said, fine. And Big Gun Gordy had called in the same show that I had just called in that Monday. And then on Tuesday, Big Gun Gordy called in again. So I called Rosemary, and I said, oh, Rosemary, that's the second time Big Gun Gordy called in. And she said, that's it. You are forever banned. How dare you tell me how to run my show? And she just went on into this tizzy about it. She banned me forever. So that's really weird. Okay. Now, about that sniper murder of the 16-year-old pirates, the pirates, you know, I thought Obama was about diplomacy. Now, these pirates were young. They have never murdered anybody that they've taken into their hostage situations. They are disenfranchised from Somalia. I mean, they've been, you know, what are they supposed to do? Just only clean up the nuclear waste that all these other countries are coming to their waterways and dumping their nuclear waste on the shores of Somalia? They have raped their sea of all the fish. They have no more fishing industry. They have no government. These poor Somalians are so disenfranchised that they've resorted to kidnapping and extortion for money to feed the people. I mean, so the fact that Obama went and ordered our American troops to just shoot him in the head without any negotiation, I think is appalling. That is my opinion, okay? And then secondly, with this...
You don't like our president at all, do you?
Oh, I think he is the biggest, most dangerous thing that ever hit the planet.
The only thing I like about him, you don't like. So.
Oh, no. These poor Somalians are, I mean, they could have been negotiated. It could have been a wonderful end. What's it done now? No. Now they're really, like, going to be, And
well, Margaret, for what it's worth, I don't agree with you on that. I think you're all wet on that one for sure.
I just wished there would have been negotiation.
You should love the way that Mr. Obama wants to negotiate with everybody else in the world, especially our enemies. You really need to be consistent, Margaret, I think.
Well, I'm consistent. I don't mind negotiations. I don't like.
So you think it's a good thing that he's doing? So you think it's a good thing that
bowing to Saudis? No.
Well, you
bowing to a Saudi king? That's not negotiation. That's honoring someone and thanking him for the money that they gave him for the election.
No, I agree with that. I agree with that. I think that's good. All right.
Yeah. You know what? What do you think about this? There's so many trillions of dollars that are going into the stimulus package. Do you know that if they gave $1 million to every adult in the United States, $1 million, that it would be less than the bailout? That you want stimulus, that would be a stimulus package. Let me tell you, you give every adult $1 million in the United States and watch this country become amazing again. But no, they went and took it for themselves.
I do like that idea.
I love
it. And it would still be cheaper than what they're proposing. Think about it, Michael.
What I could pump it into the station here and make it a really good station, good station.
And I would take my $1 million and I would advertise on your station.
What would you advertise?
Oh, I would put. I'm not going to say. It would be, you know, about healing and advocacy of pro-life issues.
Oh, okay.
Well, sure. Yeah, sure. Yeah. You bet. And $1 million per adult would be less of an expenditure than what they are doing with all this money. We will never know what happened to it. They could, as far as we know, Hillary and Obama and all, you know, Pelosi, they could all be pocketing a pallet of $100 bills. How would we ever know?
Yeah.
It's so bad.
Okay.
Thank you so kindly. And would you please, Michael, talk to Rosemary and let me call in once a week on the noon show? That is ridiculous. I mean, she was just having a really bad day, and that is ridiculous to ban me for just bringing to her attention that Big Gun Gordy was on there twice in the same day.
We'll have a chat.
Thank you, Michael.
Okay, you bet. Have a good one. There goes Margaret. Okay, caller frequency. You were going to say it's commercial time probably, right?
It is, but let's talk about that for 2 seconds. Here's my reason for not, I mean, I've never really been told, I mean, I'm not here during the week.
Yeah.
And so I assume that the weekend was something different than the week and where they could.
Well, there's no staff here except for the person in charge.
Yeah,
so we can't really enforce anything. So, yeah, get through.
Right. And then also my other point is there's such a wide variety of shows on the weekend. Like, what if somebody wants to talk about some food and they call Michael Olson, you know, the food chain and whatnot? And then what if someone wants to just, you know, talk with you? And then what if someone's been waiting for Sunday to talk about ask Dr. Pete about their pet? Or the new car show, you know, has a question. So there's such a variety of shows, and saying you can only call once, what are they going to say? Okay, what's more important, my pet or my car? You know what I mean? That's kind of my mindset about it.
Mm-hmm.
One per show or whatnot.
So one call per show on the weekend.
Yeah, and then
one call per radio station per person during the week.
Because, just because of the...
Okay.
I mean, that was just my thought because the variety of shows that we have on the weekend. It's like we got the garden show.
That's
fine
because we're not going to be able to enforce the other one anyhow.
I know.
Now, but let me give you the rationale for that. Okay, I had a long talk with our good friend and advocate for the station for many years, Gordy Stewart, yesterday. He left a comment on the comment line 429-2222, expressing dismay over what he believes is not reasonable. Believing that Rosemary is an ogre and that it's her rule. And I said, it's not her rule, it's my rule. And I stand by that rule because I think that present...
This is the five-minute service on Fox News Radio.
Ah, you did it this time.
No, that's you.
Oh, it is me?
Yeah.
Oh, I did that again.
That's all right.
Okay, sorry. Okay. Present show excluded because all we've gotten is regular callers on this show. We haven't got—I don't think we've gotten a single new caller except the one who.
Oh, I got a new caller.
The one who called you.
The one that called me.
Yeah, an H.
No, a H C T
I B spelled backwards.
Yeah, exactly. That was my favorite. He just straight up called me and said that I'm wrong about the 160 people that work at Whole Foods, and that I'm a stupid B word. And that he works there. So I'm like, wow, I was just defending the company he works for, and he calls me a stupid bee?
Hmm.
What is that about? Yeah. And I didn't say I knew 100% that there was 160. I just said it was a rough estimate.
Yeah.
But I'll find out, actually, how many people actually work there, and maybe I won't be a stupid bee.
You're not.
Those kind of people make me laugh a little bit.
That person.
A little too uptight.
That person is more likely to be a stupid bee than you are.
Well, thank you. I'm glad I'm not a stupid bee.
Yeah. So anyhow, the reason, and I think the radio station has been sounding a whole lot better, at least during the week, because every time I tune in, I'm hearing new callers. I'm hearing new callers to the Noon Balloon with Dr. Corey Gold. Doing a great job for us. Dave Corsi is also doing a great job. He comes from a more liberal perspective. He's got a much harder job because he's got a much more naturally hostile audience here at KSCO. So my hat's off to David. He's trying real, real hard, and he is getting more callers. And he encourages the old-time regular callers to call, you know, and wants the rule lifted for his show so that he won't have to do as much of a tap dance here. So far we haven't done that. I don't think it's a good idea because once you do that, then it makes a mockery of the whole rule to begin with. And I think the rule has been a really, really, really good thing. If we enforced the rule for this program, we probably wouldn't get any phone calls at all because I think the only people who have called during this program are people who are regular callers.
All right. Well, that's why I like the weekend thing that we just talked about, you know, one per show.
Yeah. And I'm being critical of myself here because I strongly believe that if you're a good host, if you're an engaging host, if you have something, if you talk about things that people are interested in listening to en masse.
Yeah.
Then you're going to get plenty of phone calls and you don't need to rely on the same callers who I don't want this to come out wrong, I know it will, but whose life, whose everything is KSCO.
Yeah.
We want people, we appreciate that, but by the same token, we don't want to just, there are certain people who, if you let them on 24/7, they would be on just droning on and on about the same old thing.
Yeah. Some
and
people
that kills
like
the radio station. Who would want to listen to a station like that? I wouldn't. I've got the most vested interest of anybody in this place. And when I hear the same callers, even callers that I love and know and love the radio station and want to see us succeed, I hear them, I just want to tune out. It just makes me sick.
It's good to have a variety.
You got to have a variety.
And we got two callers right now, actually.
Yeah. It'd be nice if they're, well, here, so you want to put one
let's
on.
Let's cold answer and then we'll go to a break.
Okay. Hey, you're on the air on KSCO. Who's this?
Hi, M.E. This is June Kong.
Hi, June.
I was so happy to hear your voice.
Oh, thank you.
You know, I talked to your mother. Your mother told me about you going to hospital.
What?
I've been praying for you.
Oh, thank you.
So I'm just so happy, and I thank God that you are fine, and you're better.
But it almost didn't happen, and I'm going to tell that story here in just a little bit.
Uh-huh.
It almost didn't happen. Something really, a near tragedy almost happened with me at at Dominican Hospital because every staff person, every nurse, everyone except one person was an angel, and this one person made Nurse Ratched from One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, that movie from the 1970s, look like an angel herself.
No way.
She was a real bitch.
Uh-huh.
You know, Nurse Ratched. Okay, this person that I'm going to tell you the story right after the break.
Uh-huh.
And this is a person who works at Dominican Hospital who I don't think that person is going to cause a tragedy, in my opinion.
That's wonderful.
And that person is going to cause terrible, terrible trouble for a Dominican hospital. I don't even know the person's name, but I'm going to tell the story after this break. So,
good.
So,
and I've been, your mother told me before you go in, few days before you go in, I have been praying for you. So God answers prayer.
Thank you, June.
Okay.
I was doing a lot of that myself.
Okay, leave someone else.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. I'm so glad. I pray for you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. Hey, whoever you are, you're on the air on KSCO AM 1080. You're on. Hello? Hello?
Apparently they don't want to be on the air.
Apparently they don't.
Oh, wow. They just hung up.
They got scared and hung up.
Bummer.
Okay.
Well, that was cute of June to pray for you. What a sweetheart.
That was very nice. Thank you.
Good.
And thanks for all the other well wishes. I got a lot of those. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
So commercial time, huh?
Yes, sir. Okay. We have to take a little break here. Yeah. So we'll be right back. KSCO Santa Cruz, 479-1080, if you want to join the program after the break.
Hello, I'm Robert Stangero. Many Santa Cruzans know me as Big Boy. The original Stangero family has been in business since 1879. Our name stands for quality, quantity, and great service. Our Regilda's restaurant on the Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf is still the fishing headquarters for the area. It's where fishermen gather every morning for coffee and breakfast before heading out on the bay. Stop by Gilda's and say hello. Both my son Dino and I look forward to meeting you at Gilda's at the center of the Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf.
It's the grand opening of the new Big Creek Lumber on Soquel Avenue just off Highway 1 in Santa Cruz. Our grand opening is this Saturday with great deals, giveaways, and live music. The new Big Creek is for professionals, homeowners, and do-it-yourselfers with a wide variety of products for any home improvement project, big or small. Our new yard is convenient. Checking out is easy. Just drive through. All material is in a covered warehouse, clean and dry. The best thing is there's no 41st Avenue traffic to deal with. Big Creek Lumber has the county's best supply of redwood products for fencing and decking, composite decking, hardware, tools, and more at competitive prices. We're locally owned by the McCrary family, producing high-quality, sustainable redwood since 1946. When you buy Big Creek, you buy local. Visit us in Watsonville on Beach Street or the grand opening of our new Santa Cruz yard at 2801 Soquel Avenue between Highway 1 and 7th Avenue in the former Cali Feed. Join the fun this Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Live music in the afternoon, prizes and sale prices. Buy local. Buy Big Creek.
Hi folks, Warren Knox here of Knox Roofing and the Knox Garden Box. Alternative energy and green is the stuff we're going to hear a lot about for some time to come, if not the rest of our lives. And here at Knox Roofing, we're always looking out for the environment by using products that can be recycled. We use renewable resources, long-lasting products, along with excellent workmanship with little waste. Solar electric energy and solar hot water, rainwater collection, all using your roof will be a big part of your energy needs in the coming years. And here at Knox Roofing, we will show you how much more your roof can do for you besides just hold water out. Okay, and the race is on with the Who's the Gardener in the Family. To get a head start on the race to see who can have the best garden, you need a Knox Garden Box. It's fun and great therapy. Okay, call 461-0634. Thanks, folks.
KSCO Radio is looking for an associate traffic and business manager. The ideal candidate will have extensive computer skills, strong accounting capabilities, excellent communications, and of course, a pleasant personality and desire to work with the charming and talented people here at KSCO. This is a full-time position. Bring your resume to 2300 Portola Drive, Santa Cruz. This is an exciting opportunity for the right individual to join a fun, dynamic team.
Did I hear right? KSEO is actually hiring?
I guess so.
Wow.
How cool is that?
It's really cool. Boy, you know, they ain't a more fun place to work on earth than this radio station.
It is fun.
Am I right?
You're right.
Have you ever known anybody who's worked here who hasn't said that, that it was their favorite place in the world to work? It might not be the best pay, but
hey,
more than makes up for it for the fun, right?
Yeah. As long as I get a hat, I'm fine.
Okay. You mentioned it twice, so during the next
I love
break,
it. I saw it for the first time. Dave was wearing his hat, and I was like, what? I want one. They're so cool.
We have multiple colors. What's your favorite?
What colors do you have?
We got red.
Ooh,
we got
love red.
Royal blue.
Yes.
We got gray.
Yes.
We got beige. We got khaki.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm into the blue.
Yeah?
I like blue, and I also like red.
Yeah,
and gray.
And by the way, we are going to be giving away those hats to people who kick in, you know, donations or contributions, whatever you want to call it. If you go to KSCO.com, times are tough, but, you know, if you listen to the radio station here, if you listen to KSCO, we're going in the opposite direction from all the other radio stations and networks in the industry. They're all going down the toilet real fast as all of the national advertising revenues dry up. We have never depended on national advertising revenues, thankfully. And as time goes on, more and more people are beginning to realize the importance of having a very, very rare and unique and needed, valuable resource like a station like this that actually suspends programming, in times of local emergency. Who else does that? We've said that before. I can't stress that enough. There is a national publication that it's been interviewing me on and off for several months now. I don't know whether they're going to print this or not, but they're intrigued with the fact that we are a commercial, you know, for-profit company that actually puts out on our website, gives listeners an opportunity and actually mentions on programs like this that if you want to kick in $10, $20, $100, $500, somebody actually gave us $500 the other day, someone who liked that we put the Alex Jones Show on.
Wow.
It wasn't even permanent. I said in the email, I thanked the guy with an email and said, it isn't even for sure. It was just a test to see what would happen. He says, never mind the very fact that you put it on, that you were willing to do it.
Ooh.
You know, this money is yours, keep it. You
what
know,
a nice
we
person.
Know you can use it.
Cool.
A couple other people, you know, some other people gave us $100. Most people, you know, give us $10.80 a month. You know, they could just go to the website and click on the banner on the right, become a KSCO premium member. What do you get for that? Just the warm and fuzzy feeling that you're helping us, you know, do our job. And because it does cost a lot of money. It costs about $50,000 a month to run this radio station. Real cash money, you know. I can't do that with trade or anything like that because there's no way to, you know, the PG&E and the insurance and the payroll, all of that, you know, you got to cough up real cash money. And so we do what we do here, and I'm not ashamed to put it out that if you want to help us, you don't have to own a business. You can go and contribute real easily by going to PayPal and going to the KSCO.com website, and there are a number of banners where you can click there, a couple of them, I guess. One of them you can click and make a one-time donation of an amount of your choice. There's another one where you can click where it authorizes us to charge your credit card in the amount of, I think it's $10.80 per month. And, you know, this national publication thinks, well, isn't that odd? Isn't that highly irregular doing what NPR does? And I say, well, no more highly irregular than NPR stations advertising in the yellow pages in telephone books and directories under radio advertising. I don't think it's any more irregular than that. It's just another way. If people want to help us and want to give us some money to help us, do a better job and have more local programming, because that's what I think that's what I want to strive to do. I want to have totally local content someday. We can't afford that quite right now, but we're moving in that direction because
down the road.
I really think so. For everything I said about Whole Foods and big companies and buying local and all that, I'm a very consistent person, Nikki. Mm-hmm. You know, I believe and I practice what I preach. I don't think big companies are necessarily evil, but I sure as hell don't like them when I can get the same product or service from a local company.
Right on.
That's all. So all right. If you want to give us a call, phone number is 479-1080.
And we're cold answering today.
But you know, I want to tell the story first because
do you want to do that right now?
Yeah,
okay.
I want to tell the story about
tell
what
it.
Almost happened to me.
And Nurse Ratched, right?
Well,
there was worse.
I woke up from my most recent. The procedure was called percutaneous nephrolithotomy, where they went in and physically removed this 1-inch big stone from my right kidney, and I woke up with a Foley catheter. You know what a Foley catheter is? Foley catheter is a way. It's a tube stuck up your urethra so that you can. So that you urinate through it into a bag.
Right. Know, okay. Got it.
Okay. To be, I don't. It's just as graphic as. That's what it is. Didn't expect that, but there it was, and apparently that is, standard operating procedure for such a for such an operation, and that it only stays in overnight. You know, for a few. You know, just for 8 or 12 hours or something like that. Trouble is. And I've had this before, you know, it's not the most comfortable thing in the world, but it's not terrible. And it's a good way to, you know, relieve, you know, in case there's any kind of an occlusion or anything. But the trouble was, there was a terrible pain and there was a terrible pressure and there was, it was really, really awful. And so I asked my wonderful nurse to please call my doctor. And say, please ask about removing this Foley catheter because it was stopping me up. It was causing terrible pain and discomfort. She said, well, I can't do that. Let me report to someone who can do that. So she went into the other room, came back pretty quickly with a person who identified herself as the charge nurse and two or three other nurses. There were quite a lot of people in the room. And I said, please call the doctor. And ask if we can just remove this this Foley catheter because it's driving me crazy. It's very, very painful and it's uncomfortable. And this nurse looked at me and laughed at me. She said, you're out of your mind. I'm not going to do that. If I call that doctor, that catheter is in there for a reason. If I call that doctor, he'd just laugh at me. You know, you're going to live and you're not going to manipulate me. That's all I said. I was begging for mercy. I have never felt so
manipulate.
So yeah, she used that word.
No way.
All I said was, please call the doctor. Please call my doctor and tell him that I am very, very uncomfortable and that there is something wrong with my bladder. Okay.
Oh,
and this catheter. It needs to be taken out or it needs to be adjusted or something. And she absolutely would not do that. And the scared rabbit underlings that were around her. They didn't know what to say. They just sort of looked at each other. They looked at me, but she's the boss. And she marched out, you know, with her head and her nose high in the air. And I'm not someone who normally sits still for such kind of treatment. But when you're in a hospital with tubes stuck up you and IVs and you hear news stories about people who have the power to stick things into your veins that could kill you. You know, if they decide they don't like you, if they think you're vindictive or something, I decided I better shut the hell up. But what I did do, I couldn't use my cell phone because it was in security with my wallet. But what I did, luckily there was a telephone that came with the room, and I picked up the phone, and I dialed my brother, who was a retired radiologist and who used to be on the staff at Dominican Hospital. I said, Lou, I'm dying here, and this nurse refuses to, the head nurse or the charge nurse absolutely refuses to call my doctor. I don't think that's an unreasonable request. He said, of course it's not. I'll call him. And he did, and I got a call right away from, it was actually the associate of my doctor. They worked together, and they're
right.
good team. And he said, what's going on? I said, I feel like my bladder is going to explode. He said, well, I have given instructions to the nurse, and just then they came in while I was talking to the doctor, And they did too little. They irrigated the tube, or they flushed the tube or something, and they unkinked the tube. It turned out that there was a little kink in the tube, some sort of a little blockage in the tube that was having urine build up in my bladder.
Oh.
And I don't know if this would have continued for, I don't know, for another, you know, 20 minutes or half hour, I think my bladder could have exploded, you know, because this bitch of a power intoxicated person who said, all because I said, please call the doctor. I'm in terrible pain and discomfort because of this catheter. It needs to be removed. She said, I am not going to do that. Who do you think you are? You know, it was just un-friggin' believable. I don't know that person's
name.
It must
have been her time of the month.
I am going to find out that person's name. Now, I got a phone call a couple days, a day or two after I got out of the hospital. And by the way, you know, the pain and the discomfort was relieved within seconds. It was like magic. But if I hadn't been proactive, and if I hadn't had a brother who can call and grease the skids for me, you know, who knows what could have happened?
Yeah, could have been bad.
Yeah. So anyhow, I got a phone call.
And she would have been to blame.
Absolutely. And I got a call from a really very nice nurse from the hospital the day or one or two days after I got out, just checking up on me and doing a good follow-up and saying, you know, how was your experience? How you doing? I said, I'm doing fine. Thanks. Appreciate it. What do you think of your stay? What do you think of Dominican Hospital? I think it's great. Except for one person. She said, what happened? And I told her, and she said, that's awful. I'm going to deal with this right away, and you're going to get a phone call. I did get a phone call. I missed it. It went into the voicemail. But anyhow, I think I'm doing a community service by letting people know that very frequently, very, very bad people, hopefully not very frequently, but very, very, very bad people work for very, very good organizations. And they got a real bad apple over at Dominican Hospital. And I want to do everything I can to make sure that person does not work there anymore, because that person is going to cause a tragedy someday.
Yeah.
Okay. So right. Now I've told my story. And what else? Do
Let's
we have another commercial break? We do,
but why don't we go to this caller? They've been holding for a while.
Okay.
So, and then we will do our break. So
yeah.
You are on the air, caller.
Yeah.
Hey, Nikki and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey.
Richard N. Watsonville. Hi.
Yes, sir.
Hi there.
Hi. Maybe you're lucky that nurse didn't switch your bag over to your pain medicine.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, are you
this person was evil.
Evil
person, huh?
Are you willing to name her name?
I don't know her name.
You're going to find out.
I'm going to find out, and I'm not.
Give us a full report?
No, I'm not going to name the person's name on the radio.
I need a full report, man. I don't want to go in there and. Where she's at.
No,
I don't have a brother that's a doctor.
Yeah, well, it's a good point.
You know, I don't have anybody that I can call.
I think I'll hear from Dominican Hospital.
I don't think she's the only one. You're trying to make it look like it's an isolated case, but, you know, medical malpractice.
Well, it certainly was. I've been there plenty of times. I'm sort of an expert at being at Dominican Hospital. I think it's a first-rate, grade-A, number one facility.
Well, I do,
but
too.
Like I say, I mean, we've had bad apples working here at KSCO, otherwise a wonderful place in the last 18 years.
And where are they at? They're gone.
That's right. And if Dominican does the right thing, they'll get rid of this person, because I will find out who that person is, and I will not stop until that person, you know, I mean, look, they can do what they want. They can run their organization. Maybe they're just going to slap the person on the wrist, and
yeah,
maybe the person will call and apologize to me. Huh?
Yeah, but wait, Rich, I put you on hold, because Michael, wasn't this in the kidney area? I mean, like,
no.
Where was it?
No,
was it in
the
emergency
main,
room?
No,
was
it, no,
is
in, it was in the main hospital.
Oh, in the main.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
Then maybe, I don't know, Richard.
Yeah. I was afraid to demand the name of the person because I thought she might kill me.
I mean, you're in a bad department with just one bad apple, Mike.
Exactly. And I have to stress. This is very powerful, what I'm doing here. If there are thousands of people listening to me, and I do not want people to get the idea that Dominican Hospital is a bad place, Dominican Hospital is a wonderful place. But I know from personal experience that they have one very bad person working as a charge nurse there who shouldn't be working there.
All right. We agree with that, but at least you'll bring us up to date at some point whether that person's been dealt with or not, right?
Sure.
I mean,
I'll do that.
You know, what we're doing right now is, this is caller-driven radio, Mike.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a thing to, you know, we could do a whole Saturday special on malpractice, medical. malpractice and bad things that go on in hospitals. But we really need to, you know what I've been doing all week?
What?
Old people, while you're up there doing your thing, man, old people call me, have me change their radio stations over to 1340.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for bringing that up, Richard. You're the greatest.
No, Mike, it's just that, people, old people don't know where to go. They're losing their false teeth. Things are going bad. I was over at the thrift shop yesterday, and these old ladies had me change all the radio dials over to 1340.
Yeah, we're doing a hybrid between oldies music and adult standards, which I understand.
And Alex Jones.
Pretty cool, huh? And maybe Roy Masters.
What's going on over there?
Who knows? But we're having a lot of fun, and just keep tuned to KSCO and KOMY.
And
if you have two radios are cheap, ladies and gentlemen. You can have KSCO in one ear and KOMY in the other if you're a multitasking person.
And if you're Michael's age.
Yeah.
You live long enough, you'll get to hear it.
Yeah.
I'll see you.
Thank you, Richard.
All right, Richard's out. We got a lot of callers.
Okay.
Let's just bust through them real quick.
Okay, here, now, line two, who's this?
Oh, this is V.
V?
Yes.
V? Hi, V.
Hi.
You're on.
I'm on.
You're on the air.
I'm one of the people who doesn't call.
Oh, good. I mean, not good. Good. I mean, I'm happy that you called now.
I'm calling because of what you had, what you said earlier.
About what?
And about people not calling.
Oh, okay.
I listen all the time, especially when I'm in my car. And I wanted to let you know how much I enjoy the station and, Charlie Friedman and your Saturday special. And various other things that I listen to.
Charlie is the greatest mind in Watsonville.
He's been saying that
in his own promo for probably more than a year now.
Uh-huh.
And I only caught it the other day. I said, did I hear right, Charlie?
You're kidding.
Did you say you're the greatest mind in Watsonville? Like you're inflating your own self there? And he says, yes, because it's true.
Well, yeah. talk about
confidence, self-confidence.
Really?
Yeah.
You were talking about shutting down everything during a crisis, and I remember very well during the earthquake. We didn't have any electricity. We had one little radio that's battery operated.
Yeah.
And we were sitting in bed listening to KSCO, and the phone rang. And it was my son-in-law's parents calling from London. They were not able to get through to my son-in-law, who lives in San Jose, but they could reach us. So I said, everything's all right, everybody's okay. But it was really interesting.
Well, happened. I want to do a whole program on this act of terrorism that no one's calling that except me, apparently, that happened recently in Santa Cruz. You know, the two times in as many weeks, I felt really, really scarily powerless.
Uh-huh.
And one of them was when I had no communication ability.
Oh, right.
And what I did is I got in the car and I went to my other place up in the Bay Area where my weekend getaway. And
right.
I went there early where I had phone and internet service.
I think that was an act of terrorism, too.
It really was. Yeah. And no one's talking about that. I mean, that's what's going to happen. And it's going to happen real soon. I mm-hmm. hate to say it because I'm concerned that there is not redundancy. Anyhow, it's a whole different topic, and we got a bunch of other callers, and we got a bunch of other commercials. V, thanks for calling.
Okay.
Do become a more frequent caller.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Next caller, line three, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, you're on. Who's this?
This is the Great Ben.
Hi, Great Ben.
Michael, the question to be asking, what happened with you is a blinking red light. You got to ask this question. How many people are dead in their graves because of nurse bitch out there? That's the question.
That's a good question, Ben.
Good afternoon, sir.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, and I actually just had a caller that said he had a very bad experience from Dominican. Both his parents didn't make it out alive. So
it's not just Dominican. I mean, you hear Doc Wallach talk about that, for years and years. I mean, if you listen to Doc Wallach, who's a very, very good, dear friend of mine, I think the world of Doc. We have differences of opinion. I mean, he says going to any hospital is like going to Auschwitz, it's like that. And it's just, it ain't true. I mean, he told, I'm thankful that I went to the hospital and I got this kidney stone problem dealt with, and I prayed that there wouldn't be a complication. There was a near complication, and it was because of
nurse error. Yeah.
You know, mean evil woman error.
Yeah.
And it wasn't, and I wouldn't even call it negligence. I would call it meanness. Not even negligence, just plain meanness. She didn't like the fact that I asked that the doctor be contacted on the telephone because I was manipulating her. God. Mm-hmm. Next one. Next caller here, line 4. You're on the air on KSCO. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, you're on. Who's this?
Oh, hi. It's Jeanette in Watsonville.
Hey, haven't heard from you in a while. How you doing?
Yeah, fine. How about you?
Good. Doing better. Thank you.
Good. Well, you know, in talking about hospitals, I've heard horror stories from various different hospitals, but I think everybody needs to have an advocate. I know I have one. If I end up in a hospital, I have somebody who's going to be there to say, this is what she wants, this is what she doesn't want. And you having your brother is marvelous because...
Yeah, and my mother and my sister, anybody, you know.
Right.
So right. That you said it. That's a very good... I'm so happy you called, Jeanette, because that's the word advocate. You needed it Dominican, you need it anywhere, because you never know. You never know where you're going to run into somebody who's on a power trip like that and who's just an evil person who doesn't belong in a position like that, a life-threatening position or potentially a life-threatening position.
Right. And I've heard, like I said, horror stories from various places, so I want to make sure I'm as protected as I can be.
Yeah.
The other thing is, yes, my friends and I, and Michael, I'm not that much older than you, very happy about the 1340 change. In fact, I called in to thank people.
By the way, we're working on the power. We have a brand new transmitter, but we're only running it at about 200 watts now because of the impedance mismatch. We have engineers on call who say they're going to be here today. So, you know, we'll keep our fingers crossed that they make it. But whenever they do and get it properly tuned, it's going to be a whole lot stronger and easier to listen to.
Oh, you know? Great.
Yeah.
Great. I'll let them know. The third thing is, and I have a terrible laptop. It's a Dell. I'm sorry, but I really am unhappy with them. So I can't access. What is your old-time radio?
Well, Charlie plays a little of it every day from 5:30 or 5:35 or 6:35 to 7 p.m.
And I usually play one on Sunday.
I've gotten that.
And also on Sunday also. Jeanette, we got to go. We got a whole bunch of other callers and and commercials.
Sunday?
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
You take care.
Okay, I just got to do commercials.
Okay,
and
here, hold on.
Callers.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you.
Okay, here we go.
How does a family that has worked together for so long stay together for so long? Hello, I'm Gary Trowbridge, third-generation owner of Palace Art and Office Supply.
And we always answer by taking good care of our customers. Hi, I'm Roy Trowbridge, also third generation. Family-owned Palace Art and Office Supply is celebrating our 60th anniversary.
By taking good care of our customers.
With fun deals like Sharpie pens at 60 cents, stretch canvas at 60% off, and much, much more.
Like giving away a $150 shopping spree at Palace Art and Office Supply in downtown Santa Cruz, and another spree at 41st Avenue in Capitola. Hi, I'm Frank Trowbridge, third generation.
We've been working together week after week, year after year, decade after decade. I'm Jamin, fourth generation Trowbridge.
Hi, I'm Faith, fifth generation Trowbridge. We keep thinking about you because I want to grow up and work at Palace too.
Palace Art and Office Supply in Santa Cruz and Capitola, a proud member of Think Local First.
You'll see us hiking in the hills of Boulder Creek,
walking the sands of Seabright,
or the orchards of Watsonville.
We're members.
We're employees.
We're the people of Bay Federal Credit Union.
We live in a special place.
Forests meet beaches.
People of all types blend together.
We celebrate our diversity.
To live in harmony.
That's why I bank.
I bank at Bay Federal.
It's a credit union.
A not-for-profit.
A new way of banking.
It's local people helping local people.
Bay Federal has been making a real difference in our community for over 50 years.
The money saved here stays here.
The loans it creates stay here too.
So the artist in Davenport can open a gallery.
A family in SoCal can buy a home.
Or the farmer can help feed the world.
Join us to make a real difference.
In your life.
In my life.
And the lives of everyone here.
Bay Federal Credit Union.
Making a real difference.
Learn more at bayfed.com.
It's the grand opening of the new Big Creek Lumber on Soquel Avenue just off Highway 1 in Santa Cruz. Our grand opening is this Saturday with great deals, giveaways, and live music. The new Big Creek is for professionals, homeowners, and do-it-yourselfers with a wide variety of products for any home improvement project, big or small. Our new yard is convenient. Checking out is easy. Just drive through. All material is in a covered warehouse, clean and dry. The best thing is there's no 41st Avenue traffic to deal with. Big Creek Lumber has the county's best supply of redwood products for fencing and decking, composite decking, hardware, tools, and more at competitive prices. We're locally owned by the McCrary family, producing high-quality, sustainable redwood since 1946. When you buy Big Creek, you buy local. Visit us in Watsonville on Beach Street or the grand opening of our new Santa Cruz yard at 2801 Soquel Avenue between Highway 1 and 7th Avenue in the former Cali Feed. Join the fun this Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Live music in the afternoon, prizes and sale prices. Buy local. Buy Big Creek.
All right, we got like 30 seconds left.
But you know what? We can go. We want to take these callers.
Yeah.
Even if we go into the news a little bit. Who's this on line two? Hello, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hey, that's you.
Oh, yes. Hey, listen, both my parents died in there. They didn't walk out. I'm the one who called. And you should do and could do and have a very great turnout about on a show talking about people's experiences with Dominican. It's not what you think it is. There's a backside to that.
Well, so you think it's different from other hospitals?
I don't know about others. All I know is both parents died there. Let's put it this way, because I know you're
One of mine died there too, and yep. and I think they did a wonderful job.
We had performance issues with both. We took it to the administration. Let's just say this: after or in the process of complaining about my father's medical treatment by his cardiologist, we found out that his cardiologist could not perform procedures unless the cardiologist was supervised by another senior cardiologist. So how's that? Your parent dies under the with the doctor's care, and that doctor has to be supervised.
Wow.
And there's a lot of people probably have a lot of experience like this with Dominican.
Okay.
Don't go into Dominican if you have a life-threatening problem. Please, don't do it. I lost both parents in there, and they're both mishandled. I'll let you go. Thank you.
Thank you. Line 5, this is your last call to the Saturday special. You're on the air. Who's this? Hello?
Is this me?
Yeah, that's you. Who is it?
Oh, yeah, hi. Hi.
Who are you?
George.
Hi, George.
Mike, you can't just complain to Dominican. You need to make a complaint to her board of registration, get it so she can't practice anyplace. Because if what you say, I mean, she should just...
Hey, that's evil, a good point. Yeah.
If it's evil, she needs to be gone.
Yeah.
Period. And yeah. Otherwise, there'll be a letter in her file and... It won't be effective. She'll just be more frustrated and more conniving.
Okay. Yeah. I'll do that. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for bringing that up. That's about it. I guess we can do the all, folks. And thank you for having me as a guest.
You're so welcome.
Yeah. I've got to
do it again.
Do it again sometime.
We will.
Thanks.
That's all, folks.
KSUO Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey, San Jose. Here's Fox News in progress.
Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
The biggest names in talk radio. The biggest names on cable news. Bill O'Reilly, Sean Hannity, Glenn Beck, and Dave Ramsey can be downloaded in a commercial-free audio podcast for one or all of these most influential opinion makers in America. To find out how you can subscribe to the Fox News Quadcast, go to foxnewstalk.com. foxnewstalk.com. O'Reilly, Hannity, Beck, and Ramsey. When you want it from foxnewstalk.com.
New players in Washington and new policies for America's future. As it all happens, you need trusted reporting, unparalleled experience, real insight. Brett Baer and Team Washington bring it to you. First, fair and balanced. On top of the stories, breaking down the issues, taking you inside the Beltway. Brett Baer, breathing life into politics. Special report, 6 p.m. Eastern on Fox News Channel. The only fair and balanced news network in America. Check your local listings.
Our envoy to the Middle East talking peace while he's in Egypt today.
Another stop on his tour in the U.S. envoy to the Mideast, George Mitchell, makes another call for a two-state solution. Speaking just after he met with Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak at the presidential compound in Cairo, Mitchell said a comprehensive peace was in the interest not only of Palestinians, Israel, and the Middle East, but that of the United States. Without outlining details of Middle East policy, the Obama administration has indicated it supports a Palestinian state alongside Israel. In Jerusalem, Mike Tobin, Fox News Radio.
Fallujah's chief of police says his forces have swept the city, once a stronghold of Sunni insurgents. And he says his forces haven't found any clear evidence that insurgents are still a major part of that Iraqi city. Just Thursday, a bomber attacked an Iraqi military base there, killing at least 38 Iraqi soldiers. Police are hoping they may have caught a glimpse of the so-called Craigslist killer.
Cops say he targets women who offer sexual services on the internet advertising site. On Thursday, a woman offering lap dances was in the process of being robbed at a hotel in Warwick, Rhode Island, when her husband entered the room. The suspect fled, but authorities say he was caught on surveillance cameras. Cops say the images could be the strongest evidence they have yet. Two similar attacks took place in nearby Boston, one of them fatal. In each case, the victim advertised on Craigslist. Boston police say they are looking for a person of interest described as a white male, 6 feet tall, blonde, and clean cut. In Boston, David Lee Miller, Fox News Radio.
April is indeed the cruelest month. Ask the folks in Denver. The foothills west of Denver aren't covered with flowers. They're covered with snow, 3 feet of it. It's so bad that the Red Cross has opened shelters, two of them at this point. They were in need of travelers as I-70 was so bad it had to be shut down at one point. It's been reopened now, but it's not exactly smooth sailing. Karen Riegel, Fox News Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. You are tuned in to KSCO 1080, and I am Nikki James. Your Central Coast weather forecast for the weekend. We have got partly cloudy skies with a high of 74 today. The north-northwest winds between 5 and 10 miles per hour tonight. Mostly clear with a low of 52 with light and variable winds. On Sunday, we're going to have mostly sunny skies with a high of 82, which will be a near record high temperature. The north winds will be 5 to 10 miles per hour. Your Monterey Bay boaters forecast calls for the north winds 5 to 10 knots. Becoming west in the afternoon. And wind waves less than 2 feet. Northwest swell 3 to 5 feet at 14 seconds with patchy fog. Tonight the west winds 5 to